And also another thing I want to point out that is since the vectors is sensitive to the climate change, to the temperature, as the temperature wears, and that may change the transmission dynamics of the West Nile virus. That's the point why we introduced the maturation delay to study its impacts on the transmission of the West Nile virus. So any questions? Yeah, go ahead. For negative delay. Well, in fact, here we assume our delay is positive because it's a maturation delay, it's a positive delay. So what do you mean by negative delay? Oh, negative delay?
Tau 1 and tau 2 could be negative.
Oh. Oh, okay. When tau 1 and tau 2 is negative, so that means tau 1 and tau 2 doesn't tell us anything. We assume all the tau is positive. That's just the critical value. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so surprise is another title, is not backward by application for age structure differential equation. Thank you, organizers. And I decided one, the on or off. I think that my voice is on, right? It's okay. You can. Okay, good. Okay, so I decided to change the talk because, just have 20 minutes, and I guess that the first talk is so long. There is a lot of things to talk about. Then I decided to talk about some of my PhD works in 2007. And I'm going to talk about symbolic computation of elements of bifurcation in delay differential equations. And also there is many people here, they are interested to the topic, I hope. And introduce myself. I'm a student postdoctoral student of Professor Jen Heffernan and Jianhong Wu at York University. Okay, so the big lines of the talk, I'm going to talk first, introduce central manifolds and state the problem. And I guess that the big part of the introduction was given by Professor Leblanc. That is save time for me, thank you. And I'm going to give a computation of central manifold for half bifurcation, which is also could be used also for other singularities, Bogdanov, Waldhoff, Hopf, and other singularities. Then I will give another theory for ODEs, which is K at asymptotic stability, and give an algorithm to calculate the Lyapunov constants for this theory. Okay, so let's start by introducing the differential equations. I said I'd just go briefly because it was introduced by Professor Leblanc. So the daily differential equation is has this form with linearization around the equilibrium and the nonlinearity G, with states were okay. Am I going to use this? Oops. Okay. Okay, so with the states, which states with include the history, which means the path of the system for minus R0. So this is general daily differential equations, which is given by this formula. So the formula contain or the form contain the history, which is translated by theta in minus R0, and with the linear operator is supposed to be bounded. And the nonlinearity is supposed to be say infinity. So say infinity is only to give the algorithm to calculate the central manifold up to any other. But we can also say G is only C2 or C3 and so on. Okay, so one of the questions is to say how, what do we want from data differential equation? We want to study the behavior of solutions. Okay, so one of the strongest theories is the theory of spectral theory, which consists to linearize the equation around the equilibrium and study the linearization around the equilibrium. Then deduce the behavior for the whole problem. Okay, so it's going by this is done by studying the spectrum, which is given by these sets, and then we know that in the hyperbolic case, that when the real part of all the eigenvalues are in the half x of the imaginary axis, then we have stability, okay? And we have asymptotic stability of the equilibrium. Otherwise, if you have at least one eigenvalue with real part, with positive real part, then we have instability. So the question is that when we have the other critical case, when we have the eigenvalues on the imaginary axis, the linear part cannot do anything, so we have to go to the nonlinearity, right? And that's our interest. So we are interested in the case when the eigenvalues are on the imaginary axis. Then good news is that we have existence of invariant manifolds, which is sense manifolds, and under which the delay differential equation is reduced to ODE with finite dimensions. So that's good, right? Then to introduce this central manifold or invariant manifold, we need some ingredients. So here, So we need the decomposition of the phase space of the delay differential equation, okay? Which is the continuous space from minus R0 to Rn. Decomposition into the center space, subspace, and the stable subspace, okay? Then we suppose that the unstable subspace is zero. This is without clues of generality. That's only for the attractiveness stuff, and we can also use it add it to the XF if you want to use it. So the XC is the generalized Eigen space associated with spectrum of the linear path on the imaginary axis, and the stable space is characterized by using the adjoint theory, which is given by this bilinear form, which is introduced by Jack Hill and others in the famous book, Daily Differential Equations. Introduction to the differential equation, and is given by the kernel of this basis, which is the base of the dual subspace, which also could be calculated explicitly. Okay, so depends on this matrix, so this measure. Okay, which is given by which characterizes the linear path. Okay, so having these ingredients, the central manifold is a graph of function h, which is defined on the center space and has range in stable space and is tangent to I can just give it geometrically speaking here. So we have the stable the center space and subspace. So the center manifold is tangent to XC at zero, and second, it is locally invariant under semi-flow generated by the differential equation. Means that if we start, for example, with the initial condition here, we will still be here locally. Okay, so that's the definition of the central manifold. And furthermore, the delay differential equation is reduced to ODE in finite dimension. Okay, dimension has relationship with the multiplicity of the eigenvalues and the number of eigenvalues. So it's clear from here that that the information of the on the radius equation needs information on the central manifold of the function h. So that's why the, as I said here, knowledge of h is of primary importance. Okay, so that's my goal, is to give an algorithm to calculate the coefficients of central manifold. So for the existing works, there is a famous book, that's one of the books, and there is many books, for ODEs, the Jake Kerr, or, wow. his application of central manifold theory, his treating many singularities, Hopf, Bogdanov, double Hopf, and so on. And there is other books like Buchenheimer and Kuznetsov, and that is rich information about what he is. For the DBE, well, in my best of my knowledge at the time, that was the basics that I used for my research. This is Tiri Zafaria and Magalhaes in 95 and 2000. They give the way to calculate normal forms for DDEs and for DDEs with diffusion. And there is also, this is my this is my supervisor, co-supervisor, and my supervisor. So he had works on this central manifold for Hopf and Bogdanov singularities, and he has also 2003 preprints, and also it was published recently in a book, Normal Forms for General Case. Except that those are had like more or less theoretical ingredients that we cannot use, like go to higher orders for central manifolds or normal forms. Okay, that's why an algorithm to calculate the central manifold up to any order is required. So that's my was my contribution. So let's be in for the Hopf bifurcation, which means that the central manifold has is defined on two-dimensional subspace, and we can write it like this. Okay, we can give write it using the expansion Taylor expansion. Then the result is this, is when we have a Hopf bifurcation, then the coefficients, so those are the coefficients of the central manifolds. The second order coefficient of the central manifold is given by this formula, okay? So it's given explicitly by the eigenvalues, by the characteristic equation, that's not, well, this is the eigenvalue, and this is the characteristic equation which is invertible for this case, and given by the basis phi and psi, and MG1 is only has information from the nonlinearity of the differential equation. So we have explicit that the most of time we only need the second order differential equation, the second order coefficient for the central manifold. What if the normal form or the first coefficient of the normal form is zero, for example? So we have we have degenerate case, right? So we need to go up, to go higher for higher orders, and that's the for higher orders. The formula is given by this, given by the value of the coefficient at zero, and given by these ingredients. I don't want to give more details for the formula, whole formula, but this is k minus one contains all the coefficients which are already computed up to k minus one, and this is the of order k. So as I said, it's given by this. Is given by this, if k minus 1 is given by means of a I l up to k minus 1. Okay, so that's in the algorithm. More details I can give the reference of the paper. So here we need to calculate the initial or the value of the central manifold at theta equal to 0. Okay, which is very important. So for the case when we have the k even and k or k odds with G is not in this subset, which means that this value that cannot be an eigenvalue, and it follows that this characteristic matrix is invertible. Then we have explicitly this initial condition, this value of the central manifold at theta equal to zero. Okay, and also MG minus one, or if GK minus one and SGK minus one is given by, are given by the already computed central manifold up to K minus one. So this is recursive formula, okay? For the case when we are on the imaginary axis, then the characteristic matrix is not invertible, of course. Then we need to, that's the case. Well, that's one of the cases that we construct. We only need to augment the matrix by one line and one column, okay? So the cost of the algorithm is not that. And then we have this matrix which is invertible, and furthermore, we have the initial condition, or not initial condition, the value of the central manifold at theta equal to zero is given recursively by this way, okay? So that's the whole algorithm, which is given explicitly, recursively, and explicitly by the parameters and the coefficients of our daily differential equation. Okay, so the program, in summary, this is the first part. Summary that involves only critical eigenvalues of linearized equation means you give me the linear part, the nonlinear part, you have, well, some easy calculation, or for the characteristic equation is not easy. And if, for example, if we are in a distributed delay or other delays, it's not, I guess that is not easy, but we don't have like general way to give the algorithm to calculate the eigenvalues of characteristics of all the characteristic equations, right? So that's your work, and just give it to me. I will give you the center manifold and normal forms and so on. And second is that this is suitable for both numerical and symbolic computation, which means that also symbolic computation, that's what I said for the theory. For example, we can use the algorithm for have more theory for delay differential equations, and also numerical given values to the parameters. Then we have, we can also draw solutions and so on. Okay, so having obtained the delay differential equation, the restriction of the delay differential equation on the central manifold, then we have an ODE, right? Then this work is the both ODEs and the restricted equations on the central manifold, which are ODEs, which means that I'm giving value to the algorithm and also giving contribution to ODEs, okay? So this is the k-asymptotic stability was introduced by Negrini, Salvadori, and Bernfeld in 1979-1980. So the theory is old, it's not really used by many people. That's why it's good to remind you to, maybe you could use it afterwards, because for me it's interesting. So having the ODE, which is the restriction of the delay equation on the central manifold, which is given by this, then the k-asymptotic stability consists to locate the hot bifurcation, okay, by perturbing the ODE, the ordinary differential equation, and is motivated by the classical relationship between hot bifurcation and exchange of stability and the perturbations. So that's the classical motivation of existence of periodic solutions, which is Hopf bifurcation. And the abstract definition of this theory is that zero is k asymptotically stable. We say that if the equation answers two conditions. The first one is that the zero of the if we perturb the ODE by this order of k plus one, then the zero of the system, which means the equilibrium, is asymptotically stable for all any perturbation of this order, and that the k is the smallest integer that's such that the property one is satisfied, which means that if we go down from k down to k, the perturb the system by another k minus one or k minus two, then we lose the stability, the asymptotic stability. So this is exchange of stability by perturbating the system. So this is abstract, right? This is abstract definition. It has to deal with to manipulate this definition somehow to get information about Hopf bifurcation. So good thing is that this theory has a relationship with Lyapunov constant, and Lyapunov constant is defined by this way. So it is characterized. The theory is, or the definition is characterized with the existence of a functional which is like or locally Lyapunov function. Because it is a function defined on L2, and it is positive, C1, and the derivative along the trajectories of the ODE is negative, is locally negative. It is not negative, but is locally negative. It's like local Lyapunov function, okay? So the thing is that all this theory is reduced to this constant GK. So this GK is called Lyapunov constant. And this Lyapunov constant is interesting. First, because it gives the existence and non-existence of periodic solutions, or ODEs. Second, it gives number of non-trivial periodic solutions, which is very, very important, and stability of periodic solutions, like normal forms and other. But for me, this is true. The first is non-existence of non-periodic solutions, which is important. Somehow, we cannot locate this property for differential equations. And second is number of non-trivial periodic solutions, okay? So it is very interesting for this kind of ODEs, k-asymptotic stable ODEs. Okay. So the contribution is here is that I gave or gave the Lyapunov constants up to any other, means that if give the constant G4 up to GK minus plus 1 up to any other, which is depend to the smoothness of the ODE. Okay, so the algorithm was the principle of the algorithm is like this. So it's only the scheme of the how to use the algorithm. So we calculate F2. We find out that this is the second order of the homogeneous part of the functional F. Okay, of order 2, it's given explicitly by this. So that's a good starting. Then we can use these operators to calculate the third homogeneous part of or polynomial part of polynomial of degree 3, which is rho. And then using this, we can give the third order of the Lyapunov function, and we can give the first coefficient or Lyapunov constant. Okay, so iterating and going recursively, we can obtain F3 up to FK minus 1 and use the same operator to calculate GK plus 1 and FK and the FK. And more explicitly, the GK using this expansion of this operator by a coefficient PG, I will give the formula of which can also be implemented. Sorry, I'm going fast. Okay. Given by this constant. The constant is given by recursive way. So first is given, this is explicit coefficient. Second, DS is given by PS, PK minus 2S minus 2 and PK plus PK minus 2, which are given by the already computed GKs. You can also saw it from here, that it is a recursive formula. So that's and this formula can also be implemented in using Maple or any other symbolic software, symbolic computations. So okay, so this is an application we consider the pre-predator system, which was used by many others. So it's it is predator-prey system with logistic term, and I'm not going to talk about modeling, of course. Just this is the classical equation, and sorry for that. I'm going to give you using the linearizing system around the equilibrium and studying the eigenvalues, we can characterize the half bifurcation or the existence of purely imaginary roots by these conditions, only those conditions. So that's what we need in our algorithm. We just need those and the coefficients of the linear and the nonlinear parts, and we can give the equation on the delay on the center manifold. You would be surprised that doesn't work because it's long formula. And so this is the first equation on the center manifold, that this is the second equation on the center manifold. So it is only this take one page, okay? And that's not my fault, that's not the Maple fault. This is the Maple, or developed the Maple. That's what, because this is because of simplification command for the Maple. Like, for example, for me, simplification of this term is 4 plus plus 4 omega squared. But for Maple, this is simplification, and that's what happened for the whole equation. So you can also, but it's also useful for, you can also have more compact formulas by using hand or using sophisticated ways to give a compact form for this equation. Then having this ODE on the center manifold, we can also have the Lyapunov constants, and this is only the first one. I can give it to you. I present only the first one, which is not bad. Okay, we can study the sign of the G4 and say that, okay, we have existence or non-existence of the periodic solution. We can also have the normal form, by the way. So this is another algorithm that I didn't present it here. That's because of the Okay, so I think that that's everything. So the result is was also used by Ruan and Cho, and thank you very much for your attention. Sorry for taking our time.